407-278-5939. We have a caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Larry and Mary from Elkton, Maryland.
Larry!
Hey! How's it going?
What's up, Larry?
Doing okay.
Are you guys,
What did you say, Matt?
No, go ahead.
Wanted to ask you guys, because you were just talking about illuminations and all like that. Where is the best area to view illumination from a wheelchair or an ECV? Because when we were out there last October, I don't know if we ended up in a bad spot or whatever, but it really wasn't very good. And I'm sure that the spell was better from what you guys said than what we saw.
Did you, how about the area right where, Scopa, where you and I stood for Christmas last year?
That's one area, but I have one friend who I happened to be with illuminations back in May of 2005, and where she and several others stood or rested or whatever to watch was, as you go into the World Showcase Plaza, you have two stores. You have a store on your left and you have a store on your right. Where the store on your left, behind the store, facing the World Showcase Lagoon, is a roped-off area that is there for wheelchair guests. That would be the place I would recommend to go see illuminations.
That's great, because we were over, I think, over near the UK, and that area over there, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, this gives you a straight shot across the lagoon, and it's really a good, it's a very good viewing area. It's to the left of where we were, Len, that night.
Oh, okay.
Way over to the left.
And I guess the islands don't.
A great place to watch them was on the UK when Newell and I went to the private illumination showing last year. Newell.
Yeah, but what do you think? Private. That was
yeah,
great.
Well, that's true. I'm just saying, if you want the best place,
We'll be doing that again.
What about the bridge? What about the bridge? The bridge marble off the Pont des Arts between UK and France.
It's not bad.
Put your brake on.
Scoping us from experience with his chair, with his wheeler. But that's
get out of the way. Get out of the way.
That's not a That's not a bad idea, actually, the bridge.
Okay, we'll give that one a shot, possibly also. We've got one ADR over at the Rose and Crown for an 8 o'clock reservation. Maybe we'll get lucky there and end up outside, but who knows? So figured it was worth asking in case we found, we got the perfect spot, only we knew we're there. So, thank you, Jen.
Cool.
Anytime. Are you guys going down to MouseFest?
No, I wish we were, but unfortunately Mary's in retail, so no way do they allow her to even think about taking a day off just
off
out of seven.
Yeah. Can't imagine.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
One day we will. Heck, we even missed going out to the Magic Meet, and we're only less than 2 hours away from you guys. One of these days we will catch you. That's either a threat or a promise. Take your pick.
Awesome.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks a lot.
See you.
All right. Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. If you want to win a free ticket to the Fantasmic Saturday Night at the Studios dessert party ticket, call in right now to 407-278-5939. Obviously, it's going to be during MouseFest, so give us a call, and we will give it away. And, of course, these tickets are being provided thanks to the very generous and rich Mr. Mike Newell of Mouseworld Radio. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah, Newell's swimming in the money now, of course.
Yeah, right.
we have a caller coming through. Hi, who are you speaking with?
Hey, this is Martin McIntosh from Orange County, California.
Marty.
Martin.
Hey, Martin.
How's it going, guys?
What's happening?
Well, I have not had a chance to hear a single word of the show. My hard drive crashed as I fired it up to listen.
That's Mongello again. I'm telling you, it's Mongello.
Oh. He always causes trouble, that short little jerk.
He's got the Mongello virus.
All right.
Mongello virus.
It just shrinks your hard drive until it's not useful anymore.
It shrinks a lot.
It plays Bon Jovi music all the time.
Oh, that's great. What?
Guys, can you settle the debate for me?
Sure.
All right, here's the deal. My daughter, once again, is giving me that look like I'm an absolute nut, all right? Our trip, we leave in 19 days, and I'm already packed. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
No, not at all.
I'm ready to go now. Let's go. When's the next flight? I don't see any problem with that.
All right, because see, I told her, see, I'm normal. You just have to ask the right people, right?
It's normal relative to this particular group of people. Okay.
Hey, and then just one other thing, just again, I didn't get to hear if anybody, you know, I didn't hear the show today. So, what I was in, I had a ADR for teppanyaki on the 27th, and teppanyaki's not going to be reopened until like September 15th. So change your ADRs now. If you've got anything.
So you had an ADR. Did Disney call you and say something, or what happened?
They did not call me. I actually saw something on a message board, a rumor somewhere. So I called my travel agent, and she's like, I haven't heard anything about it. So she asked around the office, and no one in her office had heard about it, and they're a Disney-specific travel agent. So she called Disney Dining. So she scrambled to find me something else. So, you know, my 6:30 teppanyaki is now an 8:45. But at least I got something. I mean, especially with free dining.
8:45 where?
Up, you know? At Foodles?
You're going to miss Illuminations.
Oh, great call on that. But you know what? We have Rose and Crown booked for the next night that we're at Epcot. For Illumination. So that's okay. Right, but otherwise, fine. Yeah.
Yeah, Spoodles isn't bad. 8:45, that's kind of late. How old's your daughter?
13.
Oh, and we're coming. Fine. Okay.
Yeah, she'll be fine. That just gives us extra.
Oh, and you're coming West Coast. Yeah. You'll be fine. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, good call.
Hey, Martin, are you coming to do Mouse Fest?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's coming.
You are.
He's coming to our. He's coming to our Ohana thing.
Ding 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 ding.
Yeah, well, yes. Martin, we've got a giveaway for you, Martin. You've just qualified yourself to win the from the big prize closet. You've qualified to win the
you didn't
free
say
ticket
that, did
for yourself
you?
for the Fantasmic Saturday Night Studios dessert party, which is to be on the Saturday night of Mouse Fest, which is being sponsored by MGMStudios.org and Mouse Fan Travel. So we're going to hook you up with a ticket. I know how to contact you on the site, so we'll definitely be in touch to get your information.
Oh, that's awesome, because I was going to buy mine tonight while I was sitting there kind of listening to the show. So
there you go.
All right.
Well, if you want to join Martin and the rest of us at the Fantasmic Dessert Party, you can actually buy your own tickets, like Martin wanted to do, but luckily we got him in time. You can go to mgmstudios.org/Fantasmic, and you can buy your tickets right over there. So Martin will be in contact with you, and thanks so much.
Great. We'll talk to you soon, guys. Keep up the good work.
Cool. Good luck, Martin. Hey, call me if you need anything for your trip.
All right. Will do. Thanks. See ya.
Thanks.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. Still got some time to get your calls in, so definitely give us a call. And we hear there's a little troll running around our chat room. He's very, very short, so try to avoid him.
Yeah,
he tries to talk about his
He's answering
8-hour
questions,
shows.
And he's talking about his shows. I mean,
I know. He's very long-winded and, you know, tells bad jokes, and he plays Bon Jovi really loud. It's just not good at all. But you can join the chat room by going to www.today.com. You know, there's so many people in this chat room probably until close to midnight. What do you think, Newell?
That's if the chat room stays up.
Yeah, that's also true.
We're barely keeping the chat room alive, and we're barely keeping the broadcast alive. There's so many people tonight. It's overwhelming. I've never seen it this crazy. It's amazing.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah. But I'm trying to keep everything together with scotch tape. But we're trying. This is just a lot of people on tonight. This is the most we've ever had. It's just amazing.
We have a caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's John from Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys, I had a question for you about MouseFest. I'm going to be there with family. And two questions. One is, I need a little bit of help on the best late arrival touring plans because my teenagers don't like to get up too early. And we're also going to need a minivan, so I wondered how early I need to try to book a minivan and maybe where the best place to find one is.
Newell, you've rented minivans in them before, right?
I've rented minivans and the large passenger vans, too. I always find great deals at Dollar. Dollar and Alamo. Mostly Dollar. I would try Dollar first.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Are they at
definitely.
The airport or are they off?
I'm sorry.
They are at the airport.
Yeah, they're right at the counter's right at on the bottom floor.
Okay, great. And then how about the late arrival touring plans? Any suggestions for that?
You know, probably, yeah, Len, our caller wants to know about late arrival. You've got one for every single park, don't you?
Okay. I have late arrival plans for every park. Two things, though, on the minivan. One of the things that we did for the next edition of that thing that I work on, which I'm not going to mention, is, thank you, is we looked at, we used Mary Waring's codes from mousesavers.com for discount codes. We looked at every week between now and Christmas to compare on-site versus off-site car rental rates for economy, intermediate, full-size, and minivan vehicles. It's always cheaper. With one exception, it's always cheaper to rent a minivan at the airport than off-site, even including the airport taxes. And that's got to be because of competition. The one exception is during the week of Christmas. Then there's an enterprise on, and I don't know why it's named this, Narcoosi Boulevard, that will save you $350 for that 1 week.
2-for-1 deal.
If you rent it from there. An enterprise will pick you up and drop you off at the airport. This is a fabulous tip. $350 for the minivan. They'll pick you up and drop you off, and it's by far the cheapest option just for that 1 week of the year.
Great.
Does that make sense? Yeah, okay.
Does it make sense to try to get a car rental reservation right now for MouseFest, or is it a better deal if you wait till the time gets closer?
Well, you can always rebook, though, because remember, they never charge your credit card for booking, so I would definitely lock it in now. And you can always if you find a better deal, you can always rebook and cancel the other one.
Great, good idea.
Yeah, definitely do it now because minivans are a finite commodity. So the rental car companies adjust their pricing based on volume and demand, just like airlines do. So in terms of touring plans, you're gonna go to all four parks?
Yes.
How old are your kids?
I have a 21, an 18, my wife and I, and my mother, which is the grandma.
How adventuresome is your grandma?
The problem is we're actually going to be, she's fine. She's like 70, but she gets around better than I do.
Okay, all right, cool.
Sounds like Scopa.
Right. Better,
a female Scopa, oh no!
How many days are you going to be spending at the... How many days
we'll probably spend, that's probably going to be the favorite part, so 2 to 3 days we'll probably pop in and out of there.
Okay. And then what about like Epcot and the other parks?
I'm saying, so Magic Kingdom would be number one, Epcot will probably be right on par with that because my wife and I and the grandma seems to like Epcot a lot. And then
right.
Animal Kingdom, you know, it's the quarter day park, and then MGM probably a day just for math benefit.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for the nice. Thanks for patronizing me. I appreciate it.
John, you're going down at MouseFest, right?
We'll be there.
Is that true? So
that's
here's
correct.
A question I have. Here's my question. My question is, do you plan on attending any of the MouseFest meets?
Definitely, yes. We're going to do our best to follow the crowd around to the different parks as MouseFest does, and of course go to the mega meet as well.
Well, the reason why I'm saying that is that you need to incorporate that into any type of touring plan that you're going to be, you know, following, and you just have to keep that in mind, and it will add some time to your day, just to keep that in mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling in with your question. I hope we were able to answer your questions for you.
Great, guys. Thanks a lot. Look forward to seeing you in MouseFest.
Thanks, John.
Great.
Well, check the website for those later level touring plans, and drop me a line if you have any questions on them.
Thanks, John.
Cool. See you, John.
407-85939. I want to give a quick shout out to Rachel, who's the sister of Josh and Sarah. Actually, it's of Josh and Sarah, who are Len's faithful research slaves at the in the parks.
That's right. Oh, they're in the chat.
Yeah.
Get on that bus.
Hey, are they, okay.
Weigh those pillows.
Four zero 407-278-5939. Give us a call. We've got just a couple more minutes left in this live show, and our next live show is probably going to be in the end of September, so that'll be coming up very soon. And we'll be that'll be our next show, and we've got another caller coming in very soon. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Anne from Austin.
Hi, Austin Ann.
Hi. I have a question. Well, first I want to thank Lynn for sending the laid-back touring plan. That was really awesome of you because I couldn't find him.
Oh, thanks. No problem.
Also, I was wondering, how tested are these plans? Because we're just so used to the commando-style touring, it just seems inconceivable. I sit down with my family, and they're like, you've got to be kidding. This is never going to work. I'm like, well, it's from Lynn. It should work. So give me some backup here.
So... all of the, plans are, yeah, exactly. I just wing it and throw it on the website. we have people who test different plans every week. So every plan has been tested several times. In terms of what gets tested the most, the plans that involve small children are tested at least several times per year, all of them. So we actually have people, I think Matt just mentioned Josh and Sarah. We've got other researchers who live in Orlando.
Yeah,
who
literally Josh, I've seen them test them in person, Anne, and trust me, they're tested.
We never had any trouble with the other ones. It's just the laid-back ones, the whole counterclockwise thing. It just sounds too simple to work. I need complicated.
No. That's the thing too. It's the thing we're trying to do on some of those plans too is to eliminate backtracking because we know that people don't like it. If you have a question on a specific plan, though, when are you going?
We're going the 15th through the 24th, August.
Of August. And do you have a question on a specific plan? Because we can definitely have somebody test it ahead of time for you. I'll be happy to do it.
Which one was it? I think it was the Epcot one. Epcot one or the Magic Kingdom one. And it was start... I can't even remember what it was now, but it was at the Epcot one, it was do test track... and then start counterclockwise around Future World. Is that it? I think that's it.
Would it start in Test Track or would it start with Fast Passes for Soarin?
Maybe it starts with Fast Passes for Soarin.
Yeah, I could definitely see that then, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and the thing with that is you're not likely to be in Future World for Fast Passes. And really, there's nothing after that that's going to have a huge weight other than maybe Turtle Talk with Crush. Because the capacities of those attractions are so large that there's rarely going to be a wait for many of the attractions. Like, it would be odd in mid-August to see a big wait for, say, Universe of Energy or for...
Horizons.
Well, Spaceship Earth is down, but yeah, Horizons, yeah, right. But for Journey into Imagination, I mean, there's never a wait for that. It's going to come down to really your willingness to wait in line for whatever headline or attraction you're not going to get the fast passes for. And I think what we say, and that's really what comes out. And then after that, it's just let's minimize your walking. That's really the strategy for the plan.
Okay, so that was my first question. They're good. They're tested. I can reassure the family. The second was, can you wear water shoes in the water park?
Yes, I did this last weekend. 2 weekends ago.
Okay,
I did. And I looked fabulous. I actually wore sandals. My daughter wore water shoes, and plenty of other people will be wearing. exactly the same thing. Are you wearing them because you're afraid of getting blisters or hot pavement?
Well, either. But when one time, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, we wore them off on the slides because they said it could leave marks, you know, kind of like the non-marking gym shoes. Some of the water shoes leave marks on the slide, and so you had to take them off and hold them, which was a real pain. But, you know.
Yeah, I think my daughter wore them, and I did see a number of people wearing shoes on, like Crush and Gusher, for example, and no one was asked to take them off. Now that I think of it, though, they did have the white bottoms, the shoes. So if you've got white bottom shoes, I think you'll be okay there.
Okay, that's good to know. How do you test the age group for the really scary rides? Because we've had several of my 7-year-old's friends go to Walt Disney World, and I've been doing my own independent research on, you know, what they liked, what they didn't like. And the girls especially loved Tower of Terror, but hated Space Mountain. And that just doesn't make any sense in my mind.
It's just so variable from child to child within the same family. The easiest way for us to test them is, obviously my daughter is 9, and she's been going since she's 4, so that was she's an easy guinea pig. And also I've got a couple of nieces that are a couple of years older and a couple of years younger. But in terms of that, we've got child psychologists on staff. We've done things like follow children around, in the parks, and usually when we're on any of the rides too, we're making observations about kids that we see on the rides, and if there's something notable, we'll ask the parents how old the children are and stuff like that. And as well as that, I mean, there's something like 25,000 people have written in with guest surveys or reader surveys from the book.
We do those.
So and we get a lot of those. Yeah. So at last count, I think it was something above 25,000 people. But I mean, to your point, it depends on the kid. Like Hannah. Hannah's absolutely fine on Dinosaur. Hannah thought Dinosaur was a funny ride.
I mean, she won't go on Dinosaur.
She's much more mature than Matt. That's why.
No, really. I mean, she thought that dinosaurs were funny on the ride, but she won't go on Tower of Terror. And to me, they're roughly comparable in terms of. And she loves.
Added info to pass on to the child psychologist or put in the guide or whatever. But when I talked to the girls about why they liked Tower of Terror and that I thought was scarier than Space Mountain, both of them, and they were two different girls at two different times, they weren't like just copying each other, said, on Tower of Terror, you can sit next to your mom and hold her hand. And on Space Mountain, you're in the car by yourself. And I had never thought of that, but that makes total sense. If your mom's got her arms wrapped around you, it just doesn't matter what you're falling. They also said, both of them,
it doesn't matter if you're plummeting together.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it was my mom, so it's scarier than hell, but hey, it's okay. You know? The other thing about it was that Tower of Terror, the scary part, was only one little fraction of it. Where Space Mountain, they felt like it just went on and on and on. You're in the dark. You're going everywhere. You don't know where you're going. It just keeps going on. But with Tower of Terror, there's only 1 minute, or I don't know, maybe it's longer than 1 minute, but just one episode of scariness.
Yeah, if you could turn that into a quote, that would be great to put in the book.
Sure, I'll write it up for you.
Oh, very good.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Great.
I love your show. Bye. Ding.
Thank you.
And if you have any questions on the touring plans, drop me a line.
Well, you know what? It's 10 o'clock.
Let's do one more. We have a call from Australia.
Ooh.
We always answer the international calls, so let's get her or him right in.
All right.
G'day.
Hello. Australia. Hello.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What are you, Larry King?
Hi, who are we speaking with?
It's Paul from Sydney, Australia.
Oh.
Hey, Paul.
G'day.
How you guys going?
Good. You're our last caller today. Congratulations.
Thank you. I've got a quick question. We're planning a trip for possibly the end of April next year or first week in May.
Yep.
Checked Len's crowd calendar. Seems to be quite a good time to go. And I was wondering, we're a family of 5, two adults, three children, one age 15, 11, and 5. What would be a good room to stay at, or a good resort to stay at? We were thinking of beach club or yacht club, or one of the
good choices. Yeah, I like both of them. They're spacious rooms. Yeah, not with 5 people.
Yeah, no, that's
all star suites.
All star suites.
But in terms of amenities, they're not comparable.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a value resort.
In terms of price, they're not comparable either.
Well, we were thinking if we have to stay at one of the all star resorts, we probably need a hire car. Or we probably would get away with.
You probably need a what car?
A hire car. A rental.
Is that a rental car?
A rental car.
Yeah,
a car for hire.
Yeah, rental car.
It's
So
if we're at the Epcot resort, we probably wouldn't need a rental car.
That's the thing. I mean, you could you'd have so many dining options. You could walk to 2 of the parks. You could the amenities at the yacht and the beach club are so much better. The pool complex alone is, I'm telling you, it's like its own mini water park. Have you stayed there before, Paul?
Yeah, no, I haven't stayed. We were there in September 2004 when hurricanes. And we had a ball there last time. We didn't stay on site last time, so we're planning to stay on site this time. And with a family of 5, that's pretty much have to go for one of the deluxe resorts or the all-star music.
Yeah, or you could do a cabin at Fort Wilderness, but, I mean, you would definitely need a car at Fort Wilderness, so I wouldn't recommend that. I really like the pool complex over at the Yacht and the Beach Club. I mean, it's own mini water park.
Yeah, well, we showed the kids on the net, and they liked it over there, so... would you need a rental car if you were at one of the Epcot resorts?
You'd be a hop, skip, and a jump away from Epcot. It's a little bit longer walk to MGM, but obviously you'd have a bus going there, or you'd have a boat actually. There's no bus service to the studios from Yacht and Beach Club. The boat's not terrible. It's not great. It's not bad. You'd have a bus service to the Magic Kingdom and to the Animal Kingdom, but the bus service isn't bad. I don't think you would need a rental car now, especially if dining is your big concern. You've got fabulous options all around there.
Well, that's all the thing, because you've got Epcot right next to you, and you've got 3 other resorts there. So.
Right. I mean, the boardwalk alone, if you need a snack, fine. I would save the money on the rental car.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for that.
Cool. You definitely look for discounts too, because if you're staying at a deluxe resort, an annual pass, I think the break even if you can get a discount, an annual pass is like 3 or 4 nights.
Well, we're looking to probably stay at least 10 to 12 nights.
Definitely look at the annual pass discount then.
Yeah. No worries. Okay. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. Great show.
Thanks for calling, Paul. We appreciate it.
Okay, no worries. Talk to you later.
See you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, guy. And, Newell, I think we're going to have to wrap it up after this one. So why don't we close down the call lines or whatever those things are. Phone lines, I guess is the word. And, again, this live show has been sponsored by All Ears Net, who's your number one source for accurate and dependable theme park information. Not like, you know, a certain other site that's been plugged a number of times on this website, on this pod show fest.
All Ears Net
Fest. Pod show fest cast. whatever. We're on overtime over here. Yeah, right. All Ears Net provides independent coverage for Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, and Universal. So visit them at All Ears Net, www.allears.net, and subscribe to the All Ears weekly newsletter, where you can join over 85,000 other listeners readers. Oh boy, I'm getting my words mixed up. Who have their pixie dust delivered to their mailbox every week. Visit www.allears.net to subscribe.
I think we got
to
rebate
and
this.
You're really going to refund that.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. But we thank all of our listeners who called in, everyone who joined us in the chat room, everyone who was in our webcam watching us do stupid stuff on the webcam. So we appreciate that.
And that's it for us today. If you want to find our older episodes or read our show notes or send us your comments, visit the Waltham World Today website at www.wdwtoday.com. You can also send us your comments by emailing us at questions@wdwtoday.com. For Len Testa, Mike Newell, and Mike Scopa, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show. Newell, what do you say we play the WDW Today song to take us out again?
Yeah,
oh,
let's
sure.
sing it.
Tell me now.
Everybody sing.
You couldn't tell me to cue it up 2 minutes ago when you were flubbing?
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah,
he tells me now.
WDW Today.
Oh, no. What did I do with it? I don't even know why I put it. Oh, wait, here it is. Okay.
Oh,
here it is. Thanks a lot.
All right, here we go.
Your next vacation time is so far away. Every single day, what are you to do? Well, there's one venue I recommend you turn to. Your magic withdrawal will finally be cured. Spend 3 days a week with Super Walt Disney World Nerds. You can depend on Matt, Mike, Mike, and
everybody sing. Len, guitar solo.
Yeah, guitar solo. Yeah, guitar. Now.
Len will sing Van Halen songs, and then he will provide plugs for touringplans.com and the unofficial guide. If we can dream it, then we can do it. Yes, we can. Convinced that you move on the hydrolators and he'd sell you Marcello for a box of Wonder Bars. When you introduce your co-host tonight, please get their websites right.
I got that line right.
All of our listeners.
Even with nervous breakdowns, the words are not stopped. Forget Space Mountain, point him to the camera shop. Or he'll just go next to that freaking bus to fill up Mouse Radio. Dr. Scopa grew up in the Garden of Eden. He did Scopa special, that's all up in the sun. Skip Animal Kingdom and stay at Scopa Towers tonight. Unfortunately, Scopa is right. WDW today. When you are in trouble, you'll find WDW today.
Okay, right to the air.
They'll send you to Narcoosie's table for two. You'll have fun. Oh. They'll bulldoze Chester and Hester and rebuild Horizon. Listen on Wednesdays and maybe you'll hear last year's questions. Oh. But that's just part of what makes this podcast the best one.
Kimonos, Mouse Fest, kimonos.
Newell, put on Freebird
that's
now.
That's the Edge by Joe song.
That's Mongello's song, Freebird.
This is Mouse World Radio.